This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, cues, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Instructional films.
1950s.
Yes. Well, educational collaborator Mary E. Weathersby.
From the Mississippi State College.
Oof. Well, you know.
Oh, wait a minute. What was she? She was the head of.
Hang on. I'm gonna tell you something though about this video. You know what you're not gonna see from Mississippi State College, are you?
No. Hang on. Wait a minute. I know this one. It's Mississippi, so you're not gonna see anything about Alabama because they hate them, right?
No.
Come on.
I think 1950s of Mississippi State College. You're not gonna see many Negroes.
Oh no. Say it isn't
I don't.
So.
I bet this whole video is. Mary E. Weathersby.
So she's the
head, a real dried up cunt.
Head homemaking education department.
Yes.
Of Mississippi State.
Yeah, I bet that was a real fucking, real clan fest back in the early 50s, huh?
Real clan fest.
Holy shit.
You don't think there's going to be any dark folk in this?
No. I got dollars, so there's not one anywhere in this video.
Well, unless they're serving drinks, I'm sure.
Oh, yes, I need a maid.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, no, there's no fucking way. No
I bet
way.
There is.
Yeah?
And it's in that capacity.
Ooh.
You watch. Oh, you fucking watch.
As this the help, though.
This will, yeah, oh, yeah, no, as the help.
Okay, so your bet is there is someone black in here.
Oh, yeah, but it's...
But it's in a serving capacity.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, yeah, okay.
Yes.
I can go with that. Yeah, I can go
help.
With that.
Help. Yes, what do you need?
No,
I was addressing you.
I was addressing you as the help.
Fucking Archer.
Yes.
Hello, Eileen. This is Jean.
Yes.
I just had a letter from my brother and...
Oh, I just had a letter from my brother. He caught the clap in Korea.
Oh, no.
Yes, it's a medical discharge. It's a miracle, really. Hello, Eileen. Yes.
Got loved a long time, didn't he, in Korea? Look at that. What is that? What has she got in her hand? What is that?
Is that a princess phone?
Some kind of ancient talking device?
Yeah, well, you used to love those rotary phones. You
fuck
fucking
yeah,
put
man.
Your finger in and turn them on.
Remember trying to win radio contests with those
when
we were kids?
Oh, my God. Fucking... Oh, my God. Hurry up and call the station so we can get Weird Al tickets.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
I remember staying up all night trying to do that once. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just had a letter from my brother, and guess what?
What?
He's bringing his
he's
roommate.
He's gay. Oh, he's bringing his roommate.
He caught the clap from a whore in Saigon.
He's bringing his roommate home from college.
Oh, my star.
Oh,
well,
look at that dreamboat.
That's a strapping young lad.
Yeah.
Right
there. Eric Stratton, Rush Chairman. Damn glad to meet you.
Damn glad to meet you.
Damn glad to meet you.
You know, I got to tell you something. That's not a, you're not a bad looking man, Mr. Gelson.
Mr. Gelson.
Oh, yes.
Mother said we can have a party for him, so I was wondering if you could come over tonight.
I'm telling you something.
What, this one?
Back up a little bit and see her walk around in that dress. Black. Oh, yeah, that's, yes, that's the bee's knees.
Mother said we can have a party.
Oh, yeah.
Party for him, so I was wondering.
Oh, yeah, she's got one of those choked off fucking waists.
Fucking would absolutely. You know, if you could get her out of that thing, you could just, she'd do anything to you just to be able to breathe.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck
you. You got that forest down there to navigate, right?
God, fucking
1950s pussy is.
Her mouth.
Shocked full of fucking nests and fucking twigs and.
Her mouth right on my ball bag, man. Just whack my stupid mule right in the face. Oh, man.
Welcome to Yeehaw, right?
Put your tongue on the crease of my balls and shut your 1950s mouth, stupid.
Yes.
I'm going to teach you something about how we do it in 2021. Oh, you fucking minx. Fucking give her the business. Yes. We're going to plan a party for Dave. He's coming home from college. He's in Negro studies. What? What even is that? That doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
It's a lot of hoses and batons in the early 50s.
Yeah.
Mississippi State was a lot of,
knot tying and shit.
How to tie a noose, 101. Oh, no.
You definitely don't want that knot coming undone.
No.
And them running away.
No.
Although in 1950s Mississippi, they still probably had escaped slave laws on the books. They probably still do today. I mean, they just ratified the 13th Amendment in, what, 94?
93 or something
four,
like
something,
that.
Yeah, three, yeah. Something
runaway
like that.
Runaway slaves!
Yeah. Sheriff, I had that noose tied around his neck, and somehow that boy got away anyway. Yeah, we'll get him, Earl. We'll get him.
Planet. Yes, Nora's coming, too.
Oh.
Nora?
Nora.
This is one party that just has to turn out right.
Oh, yes. Old
I want to know about her other parties that, you know, have gone astray.
Old knees in the air, Nora.
Oh.
Yes.
Knees in the air, Nora.
Oh, boy. Nora gives pussy away. I think it's going out of style. She's trying to get married before she's 21. She'd be an old maid then.
Yeah.
It's the 50s.
Yeah.
Yeah. People didn't live a long time. I fucking would.
Yeah, she's kind of cute.
I need her mouth on my balls, though, and just like humming while I fucking whack my mule right in her fucking dumb hair. I'd fucking, oh yeah, that would do it. That's it for Daddy right there.
The purpose of a party is to have fun together.
Yes.
And a successful party needs planning and skill.
And skill.
Whether it's a special carnival design.
Well, what's the hanging from the ceiling?
I don't know.
At least it's not
good
people.
And plenty.
At least it's not people.
Yeah. Well.
And for gay entertainment.
Yes.
What?
Well,
whoa! Wait a minute.
Gay entertainment.
No. I gotta get
right in the asshole.
I gotta get the context here.
Well, I think you got it.
Whether it's a special carnival designed for gay entertainment.
A gay carnival, then.
Yes. So. All chaps are assless.
Welcome to the funhouse.
Yes. Yes, well. Well, they're playing ping pong, and you already got a stoner pest on the couch right there.
Ping pong is the servant.
He's an Asian guy named Ping Pong. Yeah.
Or a game party in a home, A birthday party.
Oh.
A birthday party.
Wow, that's a good-looking cake right there. Though,
a holiday party.
Whoa! Oh, 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 I think we just found a screen grab for today's episode. Woo-wee!
Do you want that?
No, I'll get it. I'll get it. Oh, yeah, that is... Some apples hanging from the ceiling, and some girl has got her hands tied behind her back, which I'm already got half of one just seeing that.
Believe that's a witch, I think, per the hat.
I don't know. And then she's, hat like that, she ought to be telling me the sheriff is near. Then she's trying to bite this apple off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she's trying to...
They all take planning, and they should all be fun.
Isn't anybody going to help that poor man? Hang on. Hang on, go back. She got some nice little tits on her, too, this
Who
girl.
Does? This Oh, the bobber?
The big bobber.
Hello, baby.
She went down in the field like Richie Valens, that girl.
She goes down like Richie Valens play. Quick and screaming all the way.
Just screaming all the way.
Oh, shit.
A holiday party.
Oh,
they
my
all
God.
Take planning, and they should all
oh,
be
I'd
fun.
Oh, I fucking just devastate you.
Now, the party Jean, Nora, and Eileen are planning.
Yes.
What of its purpose?
Eileen?
Eileen, she's the one with one leg.
Eileen, over this table so you can fuck my ass. It's the hole God doesn't see, according to that one song I heard recently.
Idea is to introduce Steve to the gang and show him a wonderful time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. What's going on here?
Show him a wonderful time.
Are they talking about Rufy and some poor guy?
We'll have to have him meet the gang.
Show him a wonderful time.
Show everyone a nice time.
I fucking
right.
just...
Now listen, this is what we have to plan.
Coffee and mouthwash.
Gonna have all of us in a circle, like a circus seals, fucking just sucking dick. Gonna be one big lazy
blowing horns and fucking
one big lazy Susan in the middle of the floor. We'll just fucking go around sucking dick. We're gonna suck a lot of dick at this party, girls. Better get your jaw muscles fucking in training.
Start chewing that gum.
You got 4 weeks to get your jaws into shape.
A guest list.
I'm talking to you, dry mouth Betty.
Refreshments and entertainment.
Oh.
Now, a guest list.
No Negroes.
There'll be the three of us and our dates.
Oh,
and
dates.
I suppose we could have
dates.
Do you mind if we dance with your dates? Why no?
Hey, where are the white women at?
Do you mind if we dance with your dates?
Fucking why? I caught like that last half of that the other day.
Of what?
Of Animal House.
Oh, man.
That movie's so funny, but boy, does it not hold up well for
nope.
this day and
no,
age.
No.
Holy no. shit.
You better buy a copy before they ban it.
I have one.
Years.
Yeah,
they,
I do.
Okay,
yeah,
you
I
better
have
get
one.
A copy.
I actually have that on Blu-ray. Yep. God damn, is that movie funny?
Holy Blow! You better get it. Yeah, you better own. If you love movies made before, I don't know, 2013.
Yeah.
You better consider owning them, because they're going to get around to banning them all one day. All of our dates. Sandpaper tongue Betty, I'm talking to you.
We ask. There'll be the three of us and our dates.
Yeah.
And I suppose we could have an extra couple and two extra girls for Jim and Steve.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now you're fucking
now
talking.
We're talking.
Sandpaper Sally. Or...
I fucking would drench her face. Wow. Oh, I fucking... It would be like a one guy Bukkake video. I'd fucking cover her
dumb
face. You know
what?
I'll tell you what.
She'd still be around.
Not now.
Yes, she would.
I need 1950s Klan era, whatever her fucking name is. That's what I need. I don't need fucking finished in the business.
85-year-old. Yeah. What's the hooker from?
Fucking.
The hooker from Las Vegas.
Yes.
Hot dog tits or
$3 Thompson or whatever the fuck her name was. Yeah. Yeah. We do not need any of that shit. I want that girl right there. Klan era Sandpaper Sally or whatever the fuck her name is.
Klan era Kathy. Oh. Klan era Clara.
Yes. Well, Klan era.
Now, who do you think, Nora?
Well, let's have Alice and Ted come. Oh. They're nice, and they're usually in our gang.
Yes. Now, that girl, that chick, the third chick right there, her, looks like an old maid sitting there. She could get fucked,
she
too.
She could.
The girl holding the fucking, I fucking, with your little beaver teeth, I would fucking,
Alice and Ted come. They're nice, and they're usually in our gang.
Margie's lots of fun. The fellows would like her.
Oh, that's what I mean.
And
yes, Eileen.
We certainly had a
Eileen is a real cock softener. No one's getting hard for Eileen. She is a mess. She looks like your grandma right now in 53 or whatever this is. She looks like your fucking grandma right now. She's a mess. Eileen is a fucking mess. Oh, I hate her. It's going to take us an hour and a half to get through this.
Eileen, and let's ask Dot. We certainly had a wonderful time at her party last month.
Dot?
The Warner sister.
I'm missing it.
Animaniacs.
Oh, jeez.
Dude, go ahead. Oh, I thought you were going to fart.
No.
In your diminished capacity.
We all enjoy being together, but is anyone left out?
I don't think so.
Well,
no, I tell you who's left out. The Negroes. There are no black people anywhere in this town.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Oh.
Now, invitations.
Invitations.
Should we write? Dear Alice, would you like to come to a party at my house?
Would you like to come to a suck and fuck at the...
Dear Alice, please wash your pussy and come to my house Saturday at 8.
Wash that thing up and get here by 8.
Do me a favor, go sit on a fire hydrant for a while and get that thing cleaned up. Get some fucking Rid to get the bugs out of your snatch and let's go! It's a fucking suck.
It's a fucking
the
suck.
The first of the summer. It's the gala. It's the gala of the season.
It's the gala event.
Yes.
It's the first summer suck off.
Yes. Thank God. Finally. The guys are like.
Yeah, no shit.
House. Saturday, March 24th at 8 p.m. and so on.
What?
God damn, I had the day and the time right.
Party. You did, didn't you?
God right. Damn.
Oh, fuck's this. What's she fucking running her fucking,
fucking
mouth about?
Fucking stupid Irene, shut up.
Party at my house, Saturday, March 20th.
Party in my mouth. Everyone's coming.
That's the episode title. Party in
party
my mouth.
My mouth.
That's a party in my mouth.
Fourth at 8 p.m. and so on.
Yes. Why bother to write? This is just an informal party.
Yeah, why don't you do a Facebook invite, you dumb cunt?
Yeah, what's the matter with you back in 1954?
Damn.
What's the matter with you?
Let's just phone everyone. Sure.
Good. We'll phone tomorrow.
Yes, the telephone.
Business, refreshments.
Yes. We have to feed the men.
And the girl.
Do you?
Yeah, do you? Do you? We have to feed the men.
I think you're going to be having hot dogs, ladies. Footlongs.
Some real.
Hot dogs and beaver.
Some real tonsil scrapers.
Girls, too, especially you.
Gee, thanks. Does it show?
Yes.
Wipe it off.
We want something to eat and something.
Does it show?
We'll need.
You took a shower after the last party, didn't you, Betty?
We'll need food for the boys and a lot of really absorbent towels.
There's this new product on the market called Bounty. Pick some up. It's the quicker
picker-upper. Yes.
The men and the girls too, especially you.
Gee, thanks.
Especially you, you fat ass.
Fat cunt.
Especially you.
You better come over Saturday early.
Holy shit, that's funny.
You better come over early on Saturday so we can fuck off some of that baby weight you got on you. With your fucking chipmunk cheeks, stupid.
It's just an informal party.
Yes.
Let's just phone everyone. Sure.
Good, we'll phone tomorrow.
Next now, business. Three chicks sitting on a bed. If they don't start kissing, I'm out of this fucking video.
Yeah, right.
I need one girl to kind of lean in. Let's practice kissing for the party. That's what I need. Then I'm in.
We should get into porn production and we could make fucking porn videos. Put them out there just like this. Same fucking scratchy fucking
Jesus
shit.
Jesus Christ. And that's fucking beautiful.
That's so funny.
Here, let me show you how to suck it.
We have to feed the men. And the girls, too. Especially you.
Jeez. You fat fucking cow. You fucking overweight pig. Especially you. Why don't you have a salad? God
eat
damn
a
it.
Carrot, you fat tub of shit. Eat a carrot, you fat tub of shit.
That last one cost me my job.
That little outburst cost me my job.
Me my job.
Eat a carrot.
Eat a carrot, you fat tub of shit.
Eat a carrot, you fat tub of shit.
Holy shit. All right.
This episode might be 2 hours long.
No shit, with a 10-minute fucking instructional video.
We have to feed the men. The girls, too. Especially you.
Gee, thanks.
You. But her, see, go back a cunt here and, like, you hear old-timey guy in her.
Oh, yeah.
Especially you. Like, that's how they talk. That's where that voice comes from.
Yep.
And the girls, too. Especially you.
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 You. Soldier boy.
Is it show? Well, we want something to eat and something to drink. Refreshments. How about hot chocolate and sandwiches?
You fucking Irene. What? Irene?
What?
Fucking
hot chocolate and sandwiches.
Shut your face, stupid Irene. Oh, she is a boner killer, this fucking girl. Ugh.
Come on, Irene.
Chocolate and sandwiches. It's March, you fucking... I guess you can still get away with hot chocolate in March, but God damn.
It's Mississippi.
Damn. Oh, yeah. You know what? Yes. Yeah.
Fuck that. I mean,
hot chocolate.
And it's late. It's late March.
For fuck's sake.
Fucking Irene, you dumb fucking, coos.
I hate Irene.
Yeah, she's a cunt.
Ugh.
The sandwiches.
Well, thanks, Eileen. Suppose I talk it over with Mother and get her suggestions.
Yes, Mother.
We want something to eat and something to drink. Refreshments. How about hot chocolate and sandwiches?
I fucking.
Refreshments. I can't even say
I fucking hate Irene. She stinks.
Does it show?
Well, we want something to eat and something to drink. Refreshments. How about
I'll tell you what. If you had three girls sitting around now with one made a joke about the other girl eating, the other girl would fucking cut herself for 6 months to be on Instagram, posting, you know,
right, yeah.
She'd fucking dye her hair black and fucking, you know, like now. No, Betty, you're a fat cunt.
Sandwiches. I'll fix the sandwiches.
Well, thanks, Eileen. Suppose I talk it over with Mother and get her suggestions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, now next is entertainment.
Yes, well, I think we're the entertainment.
Well.
Look at her. Oh. She's a fucking...
Fucking... Is that a young Camilla Bowes?
I don't think that chick was ever young. I think she came out of the snatch 61. Holy shit.
Oof.
Wow. Irina's a real fucking boner killer. Oh, she's awful.
She's just hideous.
She's awful. Oh, I hate her.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I fucking, you know, and I appreciate her wanting to make sandwiches like every woman in the 50s should have been doing, but God damn it, Irene, you're a fucking mess with your Ringo Starr lapels. What are you doing?
No, 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 that's Captain Kangaroo's coat.
Jesus Christ, that's so fucking funny.
It is, that's Bob Keeshan's fucking coat.
I can't even fucking laugh, that's so funny. Jesus Christ, that is so funny. He's got Jerry Seinfeld's puffy shirt and Captain Kangaroo's coat on.
Jerry Seinfeld's pirate shirt and fucking...
The fuck is happening?
What the hell, 1950s?
That fucking decade stunk. What's going on, 53 or whatever?
You want to show Steve a good time, but, well...
With your hand or your mouth?
Suppose I talk it over with Mother and get her suggestions.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, now next is entertainment.
Yes.
We want to show Steve a good time, but, well, we don't know too much about what he likes.
Well, let me tell you something, Irene.
I got some suggestions for you.
Fuck your name is.
I got some suggestions for you. When the white stuff comes out, slow down. Yeah.
Little tickle on the underside of the head with the tip of your fucking tongue is a good start.
Yeah. When the white stuff comes out, slow down. That's all you need to know about what Steve likes. Yeah, I fucking like. If you were a dude and you got blown in the 50s, you probably felt like you were Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, like now they're, you know, trading blowjobs like candy, but fucking back then, you know, oh, forget it.
You really want to know about Steve? Try and stick that finger up his ass.
Oh, fucking Irene and her fucking flypaper mouth. Beat it, stupid. She stinks. I fucking hate Irene.
The best thing I know for breaking the ice and getting people acquainted
is a blowjob.
Know too much about what he likes. The best thing I know for breaking the ice and getting people acquainted is some good mixer games.
Oh, yes, not race mixing though. No.
Everybody, put your car keys in the fishbowl.
Oh boy.
Hey, where are the white women at?
I've been to a few girlfriend swapping parties back in the earlier part of the summer. Oh, yes. Mixing, not race mixing, though.
Oh, no.
No. That's against God's will.
Yes, that is an abomination towards your fucking savior.
Race traitor.
Such a bore if you don't have good ones.
Yeah. Well, let's go to the library and get some good magazines and books and find some really good games.
Oh, I'm curious. Fucking...
I'll do that. Oh, good.
She just fucking... wants an excuse to go out to the Dairy Queen and get some ice cream that fat fucking pig. Yeah, I'll go to the library. Yeah. Down at the Tasty Freeze sucking on a fucking chili dog.
We ought to write a song about that.
Yeah, they should. The Tasty Freeze.
The fucking Tasty Freeze.
We are like 3 minutes.
I know. We're fucking killing these poor girls. They're probably all dead now. They probably, I'm sure. You know.
Yeah, too much partying.
Oh, I'd...
I'll do that. Oh, good. Then this party can just be an informal, get acquainted sort of party.
Yes.
And we'll have games for entertainment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That sounds cool.
There are still many details to be planned.
No, there's not.
But
didn't you hear
the
him?
Basic things are settled. Guest list, invitations, refreshments, entertainment.
Uh-huh. Entertainment.
And the cuck.
I fucking hate him.
The gimp.
The gimp. I hate him. Oh,
all these things should be planned to fit together well.
Yes, like a cock and a pussy, for example.
Yes.
Yes.
Like a boy and a girl.
It's the big night.
Yes.
The planning and preparation will help make a good party.
Sure will.
But
oh, phonographs.
Yes.
Uh-oh. It's the latest Elvis record.
Elvis? We got to break out the 78s. Elvis wasn't happening then.
I guess not, was he? Not quite. Man.
Oh, she's hot. I'll tell you what.
Yeah,
I fucking.
Would,
yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
What else makes a good party?
Her.
It's
sucking my dick.
The skill of the hosts and the skill of the guests in making the party fun for everyone.
Yes.
Here we are, gang.
Ah, yes, gang.
Oh, yes.
Howdy do, gang.
I've got the Ruflin.
Ruflin. What were they drugging chicks with back in the 50s, I wonder? Money. Ah, that was pre-cars!
Money.
Uh-huh, money.
Way out of Mississippi.
I can take you away from all this, kid.
Didn't take much.
I can take you away from all this, from this dust bowl of a town.
You didn't have to drug a chick back in the 50s. They were brought up being told that it was their responsibility. You got to make your man happy.
Well, they didn't get in the back seat in the 50s. You got in the back seat back then. You were, a
trollop.
Yeah, fucking ain't right. This girl, I want to fuck her, though. This girl in a black dress. Ooh, yeah.
Hi, Amy. How are you? I'm so glad to see you.
Yeah.
First, getting everyone acquainted and into the spirit of the party. How's it done?
Stupid Irene.
Come in here, Steve. We'll wait here for the girls to put their coats away.
Okay, yeah. Jean.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, what do you think?
Irene's got a fucking...
What you've met of them, I mean.
Oh, they're swell. But what's this about...
Irene's got a part like Frederick Douglass. Her hair is the fucking worst. I hate Irene.
What, this one?
No. Just wait. Hang on.
How's it done?
Her, right there, right?
Oh, that
her,
one.
Her, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, she's
a polyurethane shell for fucking hair.
She's got that fucking Ann B. Davis look going.
Sam the Butcher.
Maud.
If you know what I mean.
Come in here, Steve. We'll wait here for the girls to put their coats away.
Okay, Jean.
We'll wait here for the girls to get undressed.
Man.
Well, Steve, what do you think of our gang? What you've met of them, I mean.
Oh, they're swell.
Yes.
But what's this about me being the guest of honor?
Oh, that's Gene's way of keeping you quiet.
I see.
That's Gene's way of keeping you quiet, little boy.
Holy shit. And then Frank Gorshin ambled in. Holy shit.
It's like Benedict Cumberbatch.
You really ought to be fucking solving mysteries with fucking...
Riddle me this, Gene. Speaking of that Joker movie is fucked.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh,
wow, man.
I told you, don't watch it when you're in a bad place.
Holy
man. I told
shit.
You. It's great. Wow. It's fucking great.
Yep.
Margie and Dottie were just thrilled to think you college men would call for them.
Oh, a couple of campus bigwigs we are.
Oh, BMOCs.
BMOCs. Yes, even though my hairline will be completely back to my neck in 3 years. Oof. Yikes.
Oh, I think our guests are arriving. Excuse me.
Oh. Something tells me that's not the... Something tells me that's not the first time Steve's made that noise. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you know what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen.
Would call for them.
Oh, a couple of campus bigwigs we are.
You bet your life. Oh, I think our guests are arriving. Excuse me.
Oh.
Steve.
Oh, I see. Oh, I believe the guests have arrived.
Campus bigwigs we are.
Yes.
Bet your life.
Yeah.
Oh, I think our guests are arriving. Excuse me.
Yeah, excuse me.
I hope you like our friend Steve.
Well, I hope they'll like me.
Oh.
They will.
Oh.
Hello, Eileen. Good to see
you. Oh.
Oh, there's fucking horse face.
There she is.
Oh, no, Margie and Dottie are here. Oh,
yes, Dot, dear. The one assistant.
Hello, Paul. I'm so glad you could come.
Hey there, Paul.
Keep me away.
Eileen, this is Steve.
Hello, Steve.
Hello, Eileen. Aren't you the party planner I've heard so much about?
No. And this is Paul Johnson, our star tackle.
Paul Johnson,
the star tackle. Yes.
That star tackle is 5'7".
Yes. He's the star tackle. In a couple years, he'll be inventing the forward pass.
No. In a couple years, he'll be benched for a better black player. Who's about 6'4"? Looks like Cam Newton. Jesus. Fucking... That fucking floppy cock asshole is 5'7". Why is he...
I'm so glad you could come.
Well, you can't keep me away.
Eileen, this is Steve.
Hello, Eileen. Aren't you the party planner I've heard so much about?
Oh,
well,
this is Paul. He really knows how to fucking lay it on, doesn't he?
Great opening line, dude.
Fucking man. Lady killer, this fucking guy. Holy shitballs.
Listen, our star tackle.
I just need
to star tackle. Fuck you.
Helps her guests get acquainted.
Yes.
Well, the party is off to a good start.
Oh.
Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others.
I don't know. I don't think the tackle. He looks
don't know
like
about that
he's
tackle.
Shady, man. I think he's going to be interrupting and disrupting
that guy,
this party.
That guy is half of a rum punch away from telling you about the Jewish conspiracy. I hate that full. He's a star fullback. Fuck him. He's 5'6". Star fullback. Football was stupid back then.
Tackle, not fullback.
Oh, okay,
tackle.
Whatever. Yeah, tackling.
Yeah, at 5'7". Yeah.
The only thing he's tackling is an unsuspecting girl on a date. Force a little bit of rape into the picture.
Force a little bit of his star tackle into her.
Yeah, no kidding. Ugh. Yes.
And when all the guests have arrived and have been
I told
introduced,
you.
The games begin.
Oh,
well
yes.
Planned,
hang
well
the Negro! Games. There's not a black guy
but
in sight.
The old get-together game.
Nope.
Each one may ask questions and try to guess his own identity.
Oh.
This mixes the group well, and besides, it provides a means of choosing partners for the next game.
Yes. Let's everybody stare at everybody else's ass.
To partners for the next
fun
game.
Together makes a party. This means both hosts and guests.
It's going to be a human centipede, but with doggy style. So it's going to be like one girl in the next girl's
Daisy
ass
chain,
who's sucking a dick.
Doggy.
Yeah. Yeah. The next game. Daisy chain. Ugh. Fuck.
Whenever any of the guests begin to lose interest in a game, the host should start a new game. So
yes.
Fun together can continue.
It's called Tickle the Clit.
It's called Blow on My Ball Bag. All right, now we're going to play Pinocchio.
That little outburst cost me my job.
The guests have a part in this, too.
Yes. Say, gang.
Each one should try to make the games fun.
Let's all talk about our favorite lynching.
That uppity Negro that...
I fucking hate this party. They're
each
all wearing suits and ties.
Oh,
I
yeah.
fucking hate
yeah.
them. One girl's going to get pregnant in the bathroom tonight. That's all I know. You know? She'll end up having a fucking miscarriage at her prom
yep.
or whatever the fuck after he fucking kicks her in the stomach and throws her on a flight of stairs.
And if some guests forget this...
Yes. Uh-oh.
Wait a minute. What are we forgetting here?
Well, you know, it's up to the guests to, you know, help the party, keep the party from getting fucking boring.
Each one should try to make the games fun.
Yes.
Each should take part in what the group is doing.
Yes.
And if some guests forget this...
Oh.
Fucking throw them out.
Man, there is not...
Well, anyone, even another guest, can help get
Irene about gave that guy a reach around, just about.
Hey, Nora, Jim started that hat-making contest that you like so much. Come on.
Oh,
the hat-making contest. What?
Yes.
The fuck, 1950s? What's going on?
Yeah, see, Steve started a hood-making contest.
You're not playing quarters or thumper or something like that? Fuck?
It's your favorite white hood. How do you get the point to stand up and not fall down?
How to get the sharpest point on
yes,
your...
Yes, well, that's the sharpest point I ever did see.
Fucking clan hood.
Yes.
How to cut the eye holes nice and straight.
How to have uniform eye holes. We don't want one higher than the other one. That would be ridiculous.
The prize is the best hat. Our interior material.
Oh.
Hat-making contest?
I fucking just start
this
sucking dicks.
What
the party
fuck?
Is going well again.
No, it's not.
Have you noticed some of the skills of the guests that help keep the party fun for all?
Yes.
Let's look for others.
You got three girls
hey,
sitting...
where are the white women at?
Sorry. You got three girls sitting down, shove cocks in their mouths. What are we doing? God, I hate the 50s. Get blown already. Live life before you fucking throw your life away on a ring for one of these slobs. Jesus. Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, these, now they're showing the hats of the fucking girls. Oh, my Lord. Irene, fucking it up for, again.
They look like chickens.
Oh. Come here, you.
Oh.
Yay.
Don't hold that man's hand. He gets a gift.
Oh.
And did you ever play rhythm?
The rhythm method.
Wait a minute.
Did you ever play rhythm?
You need black people for that.
Yeah, that group of fucking squares.
Hey, nobody's going to win this game.
That group of squares isn't going to know anything about fucking rhythm.
They get halfway through the game and a couple of black guys bounce through the door going, the fuck? You got no rhythm, white folk?
Yeah. That's awful. Rhythm.
I can see you guys three again.
One, three.
Three, two.
Two,
seven.
Seven, two.
What?
That sounds awfully complicated.
What the fuck are they doing? God, I hate the fucking 50s.
You're out of turn.
Yeah, you're out of turn. Yeah, you're out too because
six.
You didn't
I was
ask.
Six. But you need not.
By the end of that, fuck you, I'm not out. Fuck all of you.
Oh.
Or how about charades?
Oh,
yes.
Classic.
I swear to you, this is a true story. In my 20s, my buddy Silent Rob and I got invited to this girl's party. And we were like, right on. Like, I don't know what was happening, but like, you know. Yeah, we get a couple of them, you know, like maybe meet somebody or whatever, you know, like he wasn't going to try to get any pussy, but I might try to find something and, you know, see what was going on. I was thin then, had lots of hair, you know, and all that. And we show up and it is this party.
Oh God.
It's fucking, I mean, when I'm telling you, it was a room full of L7s, baby. I mean, it was fucking brutal.
Squaresville, dude.
Oh man, it was fucking woof. Yikes. I don't think I ever talked to that fucking pig again either. Her mom was there, for fuck's sake.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It was awful.
Wow.
Hey! And blowjob Betty! Oh, I fucking hate this video.
Take your fucking stupid hat off.
At just the right moment.
Oh.
Is anybody hungry? Everything's ready.
Oh, there's
is
mom
anybody
fucking.
Hungry?
Well, I lost because she's white,
there's,
so.
There's mom fucking poking her fucking head in there, getting in the goddamn way of everything. Jeez, anybody hungry?
A snack certainly is pleasant about this time of year.
How about some pussy for a snack?
Simple food, buffet style, an informal way to serve refreshments.
Fuck off!
Each one can serve himself. And help the others, too.
Well, wash your hands, you savages! You're touching every piece of fucking
and
food on the table!
And everyone finishes eating, a little more spontaneous, unplanned...
The house next door to me was so... Oh, never mind that song. Never mind that song. Let's just say they would have been singing that in Mississippi in the 50s. Let's just say...
Starts playing the Camp Town Races.
No,
a real song.
Now come on, boys. Where's your spirit? I don't hear no singing.
When you were slaves, you sang like birds.
Come on, how about a good old nigger work song?
Jesus Christ.
Don't know, man.
I get no kick. From champagne, alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a belt out of you? Some get a kick from cocaine.
Hold it!
What the hell is that shit?
What the hell is that shit? I'm in a song.
A real song.
Something like
Swing low.
Jesus Christ.
Sweet chariot.
Swing low.
Don't know that one, huh? Well, how about the Camptown Ladies?
The Camptown Ladies.
The Camptown Ladies.
Oh, you know.
Oh, you know.
The Camptown Ladies sing this song. Doo-dah, doo-dah. Camptown racetrack 5 miles long. All the doo-dah day.
What in the world?
What in the world?
Wide, wide world of sports is going on here. I had you people try to get a little track lead, not to jump around like a bunch of Kansas City faggots.
Not to jump around like a bunch of Kansas City faggots.
What in the wide, wide world of sports? That is as 75 a reference as is in that movie, man.
Hoo-wee. Oh, my God.
Oh,
not to jump around like a bunch of Kansas City faggots.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here? I had you people try to get a little track lead, not to jump around like a bunch of Kansas City faggots.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Okay, now this guy sits at the piano.
Play,
Sean, show him, Steve.
Show him, Steve. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
After this, I'm going to go fuck a 13-year-old. Ask her to be my wife. Oh, Jesus Christ, they're singing Jimmy Crack Corn. I don't care. Jesus, you couldn't have played... If we're writing the parody of this video, we couldn't have planned that better.
Nope.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. I love this song.
All the servants are looking in from the window. Oh. They singing our song, boss.
No. And I think they're fucking trying to get out the back door. Fuck this Jimmy Craig cornhouse.
When I was young, I used to wait on Master and him his play.
Oh, uh-oh.
Wait a minute. Our
They're singing the good version.
Our 50 minutes of parody have just become very real.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy. Oh, Steve. Oh.
You forgot one thing on that list: invitations, food, racist slave songs.
And I tell you, 30 years after this, he ran for governor of Virginia.
Yes, he did.
And he put on his black face and ran for office.
Senator Byrd, is that you?
They're right near. Oh.
And passed the bottle when he got dry.
Rush away, Bluebell Bar.
We hung that. We hung that darky by his neck.
Ooh.
There are white niggers.
Oh, Isaac.
Senator Byrd. That's the floor.
Easy, Senator. We're just trying to have a good time at this party here. Easy.
So now a few words from.
And now a few words. From Senator Robert Byrd, late senator of West Virginia.
I'd like to address the young people at the party.
Yeah, see, oh, look who's here. Mm. It's Robert Byrd.
Robert Byrd.
Former Klansman, now senator from West Virginia. Senator, feel free to...
There are white niggers.
Ah, I see.
I've seen a lot of white niggers in my time. I didn't use that word.
Whew, yikes. All righty. You've seen a lot of them, isn't
you? Yeah, he has.
Yeah. back up a little bit to when he's doing that little interlude and the girl sitting next to him. She's like, is this okay? Like, watch her face. I think she's genuinely... Go back.
Massacrax whip and I don't
care. I mean, dude, it is... She's just like...
Right here?
Yeah.
When I was young, I used to wait.
Well, she wants that.
And him display. And pass the bottle when he got dry.
She's like, is...
Is this
okay? She's the one liberal in that fucking room.
It's the awakening of white people in America.
Everyone else voted for Eisenhower. This chick is fucking confused. She's looking at his cock. She's looking at his hands. Oh, boy. Hey!
Negroes.
Part of a good party is knowing when to go home.
Well, it is 8:45 after all.
Hey, look, you have to go home, but you can't stay here. Now get the fuck out.
Look, it's 9:12, you fucking miscreants. Beat it.
Hey, look, I have an announcement to make. Look, somebody has spiked the punch, but don't worry. We've called your parents, and they're on their way.
Fucking.
Remember that?
Just the Simpsons. Yeah. Stupid 50s. Oh.
Soon after refreshments have been served. Now, let's think back.
What? No, what the fuck? Why are you leaving? You just did a fucking... Oh, gee, gang, look at the time.
It's...
Sun will be going down soon.
Time this party start? 8? Oh, look at the time. It's 8:30.
That's what I just said, like 8:45. This guy's like, I gotta get this... I gotta get out of the suit and get into a dry martini. Holy shit, what a fucking cock softener. They're all awful.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Oh.
Knowing when to go home. Soon after.
When to go home.
Beat it. Get the fuck out of my house.
The refreshments have been served. Now, let's think.
Sorry.
What made this party such a good one?
What
do we want?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Everyone's still got their clothes on. No one's sticky and confused. No one's regretting anything. No one's bleeding or crying.
Thrown up in the bathroom yet.
If you ain't got blood, confusion, and tears, it's not a party. That's what I say.
What's blood, shit, and cum on my hands?
Next time.
Oh.
If you are going to give a party, plan that party around a purpose.
Yeah, sucking dick.
Choose your guests carefully.
Yeah.
Plan invitations. Plan for refreshments and entertainment.
Oh, I fucking hate it.
Then, practice to be a skillful host. Make sure the party is fun for everyone.
Hey, Steve, show me your cock.
And when you're invited to a party, practice the skills of a good guest.
Oh.
Be on time, ready for fun.
I fucking hate
Take
Irene.
Take part in the party.
Oh, she's terrible.
Help everyone.
Fucking olive oil looking bitch.
Olive bitch.
Time. Leave on time.
Seriously, though, Olive Oil's pussy must have been phenomenal. Because she's fighting off two dudes.
That's true.
It's Bluto, fucking that bulky head cocksucker, and Papa.
Bluto!
Bluto! Dude, that chick's pussy must have been...
Must have been fire.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Oh.
Courteously, too.
Yes.
Thanking your host sincerely for the good time you've had.
Yes.
All these things help to make a good party.
Yes.
A party that's fun for all.
That's awesome.
They have to finish it with that.
Oh, that's the end.
Wow.
That is fucking phenomenal.
Wow.
Oh, I got it. Okay, this episode's over.